Welcome to your daily devotional, June 7th. Little girl, arise. Luke chapter 8 and verse 54. These are the words of Jesus Christ to the daughter of Jairus. She was the second of three people that the gospel writers report that Jesus raised from the dead. The first was the son of the widow of Nain, and the third was Lazarus, Jesus' friend. Having proven his power over nature and disease, our Lord then proved his power over death, something that he proved indisputably by his own resurrection soon thereafter. This miracle was done that those who believe might be confident that the dead shall rise at the hearing of Christ's voice. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Now that's John chapter 5. In verse 25. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." If you are among those who believe and are still alive in that day, then your body and spirit will be taken up at once to heaven. For those Christians who experience physical death in this present church age, the spirit departs to go to be with God, awaiting that day when the body will be changed and reunited by God with the spirit. There is no in-between stopping place or sleeping of the soul. We are confident, yes, well pleased rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. What awful havoc sin has caused on this earth. Poor Jairus and his wife had to watch their beloved 12-year-old only daughter die of illness, and were powerless to stop it. Death is a cruel enemy. It respects neither goodness of character nor age of its victims. Graciously and compassionately, Jesus brought this little girl back to life. But one day, Mr. and Mrs. Jairus died, and their dear daughter died, and their bodies were laid in the tomb. But these believing folks' souls are not there. They live on in spirit in heaven with God, awaiting the day when they hear those gracious words once again, "Little girl, arise." Christian friend, the resurrection is our hope. In Christ, our God and Savior is risen. Let us rejoice today in his victory, that this life is not all there is, and it is passing away, and one day sin and sorrow shall do likewise. Let us take a moment to consider our own mortality and eternal future, even in these perilous times, and place our faith in our risen Lord, in him alone. Amen.